House Bill 1276, an act to require historical or educational municipal corporations to maintain its property.
House Bill 1276, having had its second reading for final consideration, are there any remarks?
Speaker.
Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, House Bill 1276, this is not about local control. This one is about state control. It's cleanup legislation, no pun intended. It came out of committee with one no vote. Proponents, the governor's office and Department of Transportation, and there were no opponents. If you recall, House Bill 1081, the Buffalo Ridge sign bill, was defeated on the floor, and there was some discussion to repeal State Law 9322, which established municipalities through the corporation for educational and historical purposes. Today, this was 30 years ago when that law was passed. Today, we have two such towns, municipalities, Buffalo Ridge and Minnehaha County, and Prairie Village near Madison. Once created, they live on indefinitely. There are no citizens or elected officials to assume the responsibility to maintain minimum expectation and encourage the purposes that they were intended for. Therefore, the state has to step in and act prudent. House Bill 1276 will encourage, if not enforce, these municipalities to maintain minimum maintenance as indicated by the bill. The Department of Transportation of the county may take action to dissolve these municipal corporations as stated by law. The bill states on what has to be done, and some of you probably say, well, it's very subjective. But I can tell you that we have now what is known as the Beautification Highway Act for all federal interstates, that you can take action against dilapidated billboards, etc., but you cannot if they're in municipality. So that is another reason. Also, Prairie Village does an outstanding job. They are participation in the Municipal League, and they receive those benefits. So therefore, it would be unfavorable to repeal this. I do ask that you pass this bill. This will set things in motion that we want would be good for the state of South Dakota. Thank you.
Further remarks, 1266. Representative Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. I look at this bill, and I can't help wondering if we're not setting a precedent with this. I personally have a problem with us coming in and defining and requiring that all these things that are mentioned in this bill be fixed, or we're going to close them up, and all this is going to be interpreted by Department of Transportation. You know, there's a lot of things in here that we may not be doing anything about right now, but I can't help wondering if somebody will be back next year to redefine this to include some sort of educational or historic municipality or some historic building that some other people may feel is falling down but really does have value. I think this could be handled in other ways. I have a feeling that this is a sledgehammer approach and that we would be better off trying to handle it in other ways and not take the chance that sometime in the future we're going to be coming back, or someone's going to be coming back and asking us to apply the same criteria to some other buildings or to some other educational or historic area. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none.
Well,
the question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1276. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine, and members will proceed to vote on 1276.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 57, nays 10, excused 3.
House Bill 1276, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.